You're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. I'm joined by center head women's lacrosse coach Julie Beer. The Colonels now 13-4 on the year, 4-1 in SCAC play, earning the number 3 seed in the SCAC Tournament. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great season.
Thank you very much.
Coach, you guys are coming off a really nice win over Colorado College this past weekend, 12-11. As I mentioned, now 13-4 on the year, 4-1 in SCAC play, earning that number 3 seed in the SCAC tournament. Just talk about where this team is playing as you guys approach this SCAC championships this weekend.
Well, I think that we're actually kind of peaking at the right time. We didn't want to peak too early, and we kind of left our schedule a little difficult towards the end, and the girls have played really, really well. I'm really excited to see the growth from last year, and getting that Colorado win just kind of proved to us where we can be playing when we play for a full 60 minutes.
Coach, you mentioned that Colorado win, College win this past weekend, as I said, 12-11. How does a win like that, going up against a good Colorado College team who hadn't lost in SCAC play, give your team confidence heading into the SCAC tournament?
Well, I think that the number one thing to remember is that we're still a second-year program. So when we face older, more storied programs, I think that's somewhere in the team's mind a little bit that they shouldn't really, on paper, be able to compete with programs that have been around like Colorado, and especially such a good team. So to get that win, I think it really gave them the confidence to see that they can play up to the level of our competitors and that we can be successful at it.
Coach, you mentioned just in your second year as a program, but you returned a lot of really important talent from last year's team and first-year program. The two top goal scorers from a season ago, Meg Hawthorne and Sarah Mastey, once again this season at the top of the league. Meg with now 53 goals in the year, Sarah with 45. Just talk about what these two do so well that make them both such special lacrosse players.
I think that this year especially, the thing that both these girls do so well is that they're team players and that they continue to learn. And I think that last year we had relied on them so heavily to carry the whole team. And this year they're able to really spread the ball around. They're not the only threats, and they like it that way. And so they're able to look for goals, not just off drives, but off really good passes and good feeds. So they're just continuing to improve, continuing to learn, and that's all I can ask of them as the program evolves with them.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. We're joined today by center head women's lacrosse coach Julie Beer. And coach, last year the Colonels fell to Colorado College in the semifinals of the SCAC Tournament. What does your team learn from last year's postseason play heading into this year's tournament? And does your approach at all change knowing that we're to the point of the season, postseason play, where win and move on, lose and go home mentality?
I think from last year we definitely learned a lot from that game, and we learned that I feel a little bit like there was just one person playing 12 people that entire game, and it was different people, whoever was on the ball. And this year we've really learned that the entire team needs to be in the game the whole time. And so going into playing Colorado again, and playing Suwannee, we know that we have to just play as a unit and play as a team, and we're not going to really change anything too much from this year, and just keep learning, keep working, and just keep playing in full 60 minutes.
Coach, finally, looking ahead to your semifinal matchup this season against Suwannee, you fell to the Purple Tigers earlier this season in an extremely exciting game, 19-18, where you saw a two-goal lead slip away that you had at halftime. What would be key for your team to knock off the defending SCAC champions and for you guys to make a run deep in this SCAC tournament and accomplish the goals you're looking to accomplish?
I think that right now we are realizing how much lacrosse is a sport of momentum, and that Suwannee game, we just kept giving up our momentum and switching it with them. And so what we really want to focus on coming into the game against Suwannee is just being able to keep playing and keep working and not getting settled and not being satisfied with just a two-goal lead.
Center head women's lacrosse coach Julie Beer again. The Colonels will open up the 2012 SCAC Women's Lacrosse Tournament in their first semifinal game against Suwannee Saturday, 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, April 28th, in the SCAC second semifinal game. Coach, again, congratulations on a great regular season and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC Championships.
Thank you so much.